us, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. It's going to be north of 50 degrees today if the weather forecaster is spot on. And that just means one thing, is that there is no reason not to be out in your backyard and firing up a grill or a smoker. It's the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Talk Network. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Oh, it's just a great time to be alive, buddy, with the technologies that we have been afforded in this country, this wonderful country. I mean, the new products, the services, all the things being unleashed. I mean, we've got, you know, we had a successful transition to government yesterday. It's just a great time to be alive.
Sure.
And some of the most innovative people I've met in my life in Michigan have been some of the Hollanders. If you heard the clippity-clop on the way in, those wooden shoes that were coming in, is because we got some Hollanders in here right now making beer. And their name is New Holland Brewing Company. Actually, Joel Peterson's probably more of a Swede or an Englishman than he is a Hollander. But from New Holland Brewing, Vice President of Marketing, Joel Peterson, welcome to the Grilling Guys Show.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me.
We have to make some wooden shoe jokes once in a while because Jop's actually Dutch. So
What? I was standing here just waiting to get
Well, you do all the Finn jokes, so this is one of my chances to just, you know, have a little fun.
Yeah.
He gets a little sensitive, so you can only take it in so small
amounts. I'm okay.
But anyway, New Holland, you guys, you've built this wonderful business, and you're kind of new to your role, Joel.
Sure. Well, I've been in it for about 2.5 years now.
Okay.
So in beer for going on probably 12 years.
Well, I noticed looking at your resume, I was looking at on the New Holland website, that you have a storied past in beer.
Yeah, I've worked, as I said, about 12 years in beer, and born and raised Grand Rapids, but been all around the country, worked for the big guys, Miller Brewing, Miller Coors, out on the West Coast with some craft brewers for a while, but got an amazing chance to come back home and work at New Holland, and it's been fantastic.
Tell us about your beer experience in Oregon.
Sure. I worked for a company called Craft Brew Alliance out in Oregon. They represent 5 or 6 craft brands, mainly on the West Coast. Some big guys like Kona, Red Hook, Widmer. And it's just an amazing scene out there. Obviously, Portland, Oregon thinks of itself as kind of a mecca of craft brew. But even out there, I'll tell you what, West Michigan was on the map.
Really?
I mean, they knew and talked about West Michigan all the time with what we're doing with beer here. And
wow, we've arrived, huh?
Yeah, it was great. And they know what we're doing, and we're a player.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And you guys just put in this Knickerbocker facility here in Grand Rapids.
Right.
Which we're going to talk about in the next segment. You brought your corporate chef with you, I mean, look at all the breweries in West Michigan alone. I mean, let alone Detroit, which I haven't scratched the surface in.
Yeah, right. I mean, the east side of the state is coming around. I would say we've led quite a bit over here on the west side and central. Obviously, Bell's, Founders being big players in the state. But the east side is coming around, and some of the things happening in Detroit are pretty exciting right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I noticed you have some cups full of some liquid there.
Yeah,
what
I brought you guys
are we
a
doing?
Few beers.
What are we doing here?
Brought you a bunch of different stuff today. The ones I've got poured out here are Dragon's Milk Triple Mashed. That's in our Reserve series. So 4 times a year, we put out a special edition of Dragon's Milk where we highlight either brewing techniques or flavors. We've done raspberry. We've done vanilla chai. This one is the triple mash. This one's really special to us.
Really?
Because we only age this product in barrels that come out of our own distillery. And we mash back in several times in the brewing process to really punch up the flavors in the beer. Now, this one you got to watch out for. This is a 17 percenter. So,
oh my gosh,
that'll get you started in the morning.
Wow,
and
breakfast for you.
But it is.
I noticed you don't have a cup for yourself.
Amazing.
You're so smart. You guys are tricky.
He's got to work later
They're
today.
They're tricky.
Yeah. It's an amazingly smooth beer and doesn't taste like a 17 percenter. And this is one that the masses really go wild for out there.
I've never heard of a 17% beer.
Well, give it a taste, because I just did. It's fabulous. So, Joel, this Dragon's Milk is kind of a signature beer for the brewery, right? You've come out with this quite a while ago, and like you said, is it always the four special beers you do a year, are they always a Dragon's Milk beer?
Yes, they are. This is the Dragon's Milk Reserve Series. Dragon's Milk has really become our flagship. It's a phenomenal product. We've really led the way with, normally a bourbon barrel stout is a limited release for most breweries. Coming out, they brew it, they release it, you wait in line to buy a bottle of it, and you get your chance to drink it. With Dragon's Milk, we were committed to bringing this to everyone all the time. If it was the best liquid we could produce, we didn't want people to have to wait for it. We felt like you should be able to go and get this to celebrate all your little everyday celebrations.
That's right.
Anytime you're going to grill, you know?
Yep,
right.
And so we brew this year-round. It's our flagship. It's our top seller. And the Reserve Series has come out of that. And Dragon's Milk is just an incredible platform for us to show off different flavor profiles, different barrel aging techniques.
So tell everybody what you mean when you say triple mashed.
So that just means we mash back in several times during the brewing process. Normally you mash in once. We just mash back in 2-3 times. It keeps the fermentation going.
But the mashing in, what does that mean?
That is bringing back in the grain, the wet grain that is the mash.
That you already, is that called spurged?
Yes, and then we're adding the yeast in at that point to start to get it to eat the sugars out of there, and we add mash in that wet grain several times during the brewing process. It keeps the yeast going, which, keeps producing the nice little alcohol.
Yeah, that's how you get to 17%.
And I mean, this was definitely not intended to just see how high we get the alcohol in it.
Yes, it was.
That's secondary.
It's a factor, sure.
Yeah, but it really punches up the flavor that's in there.
Job, do you remember these guys hanging out with us at our very first chili cook-off?
Yeah, right, yep.
They had Cabin Fever and Dragon's Milk.
Right.
I remember cleaning up the tent at the end of the afternoon. We did take first place, our very first chili cook-off, certified chili cook-off we did.
Right.
And I remember like going up and trying to get one more Dragon's Milk, and they're like, no, man, we blew the keg. Right. And I started kind of shaking just a little bit. It's like, huh?
So, Joel, you guys make fabulous beer, but that's not all you do there, right? You're making some spirits too, aren't you?
Right. We are actually Michigan's largest distiller, and we've been doing it for about 11 years now, and I'll tell you what, it is a passion of ours. We've got on-site distilling here at the Knickerbocker in Grand Rapids. We've also got our main production distillery out in Holland, and it has just really opened our eyes to what can be done. Many years ago, when we had our pub, we couldn't sell anything in there that we didn't create. We wanted to be able to make cocktails, so it seemed natural. Let's make spirits. And it has really become incredible.
And your first spirits that you made, I remember when you came out with them, it seems like bourbon was one of the first ones you came out with.
Absolutely.
And that was like right when the law changed that you could actually make bourbon outside of Kentucky.
Yes, Zeppelin Bend is our single malt. That's probably our longest running spirit. Our top seller right now is Beer Barrel Bourbon. So after we age Dragon's Milk in the barrels, we bring them back to the distillery and finish the bourbon in those barrels. They take on some of the characteristics.
Kind of reverse process. How cool is that? Everybody else does it the other way.
Yeah, beer giving back to spirits. And then we've really had a lot of success recently with our incredible gin program, some of the best gins in the country.
Really? Now, you say gins in plural. Explain to me, are there different varieties or different strengths, or what's that mean?
Yeah. Knickerbocker was our flagship gin in the first one we made. That's an incredible mix of spices in there and flavors. Now, we've gone and built off of that. We've now got a gin finished on blueberries. We did a gin finished in wine barrels last year. And now our distillery in Grand Rapids has really become our lab to keep exploring.
Isn't that
the
crazy?
Flavors of gin.
I mean, listen to this stuff that's going on here.
Creative minds. They're just making new product that the market is gobbling up.
When I said it's a great time to be alive in America, these guys are prime examples of what you can do if you just unleash people to, entrepreneurial spirit.
Let them be creative.
You know, you guys have so much, and Chef Dale's just chomping at the bit here to get in. He's actually as exciting or more exciting than you because the food really kind of overwhelms everything.
I agree with that.
Don't take a back seat, but just slide over. We're coming back.
So coming up next, we're going to be talking with Chef Dale, and this guy's got a butcher shop in the basement of his restaurant. You're not going to want to miss this. Stick with us. We'll be back.